Chapter 5. After a hearty breakfast spent avoiding answering Auntie Lofty's questions, Scootaloo headed into town. If she was going to prove that the Oldham pony was real, she needed more information. For that, she knew just who to talk to. Scootaloo felt a little bit better now that she had a plan. She just wished she didn't have to do it alone. She was used to having her friends by her side.
"Doesn't look like you're getting much rest," some pony said. Scootaloo turned.
Amber Moon was leaning against a tree. Scootaloo huffed and kept walking. Amber Moon rushed over to walk alongside her.
"You sure seem to like following me," Scootaloo said. "Planning to spy some more and then lie to my friends that I'm seeing things."
"I didn't say you were seeing things. I just said I didn't see anything, because I didn't," Amber Moon explained. "But after talking to you this morning, I realised something must have happened. I just wasn't sure what. And that's what I told your friends."
Scootaloo still couldn't believe Amber Moon hadn't seen anything. But there was no pony else around, so she had no reason to lie.
"Yeah? Where are they now?" Scootaloo asked, pretending to be disinterested.
"Sugar Cube Corner, although they all looked pretty bummed to go without you."
Scootaloo felt better knowing her friends missed her, if only they believed her too.
"Why did you stick around?" Scootaloo asked, honestly curious.
Amber Moon stared straight ahead, not making eye contact.
"I could tell you were planning something, and I saw how scared you were last night. I felt bad, so I
wanted to help if I could."
Scootaloo stopped walking and stared at Amber Moon.
"Okay, hold on. Last night you said you wanted to check on me. Now you want to help me. We don't even like each other. Why are you doing this?"
"I can see how much Lily Moon likes hanging out with all of you," Amber Moon explained. "She seems happier since she met you. It made me think it might be nice to have a friend. So I'm trying to be friendly."
Amber Moon looked at Scootaloo and forced a wide smile. The weird grin had the opposite effect Amber Moon was going for, but she seemed to be sincere. Maybe she wasn't as bad as Scootaloo had thought she was. Scootaloo still didn't completely trust her, but it was nice having some pony on her side, even if it wasn't the pony she was expecting.
"Okay, fine," Scootaloo said. "You can hang out with me for now. Come on."
She nudged Amber Moon's shoulder to follow.
"Where are we going?" Amber Moon asked.
"To get answers about the Oldham pony story from the most awesome pony in Equestria. The pony who told me the story in the first place, Rainbow Dash."
It took a little time, a lot of asking around, and a ton of side errands, but they finally found Rainbow Dash flying out of Rarity's boutique. She was carrying her Wonderbolts uniform and was in a hurry.
"Hey, Rainbow Dash!"
Scootaloo called, waving at the blue Pegasus. Rainbow Dash saw her and veered over.
"Hey, Scoot. Hey, Scoot's friend. Can't talk long. I'm in a hurry. Gotta get ready to go to Canterlot for the Royal Fly Fest. It's gonna be so awesome."
"Oh, wow, the Fly Fest," Scootaloo exclaimed. "That sounds amazing. What tricks are you planning?"
Amber Moon cleared her throat, reminding Scootaloo why they were there.
"Oh, right," Scootaloo said. "Hey, before you go, can I ask you something about the Oldham pony?"
"The what now?"
Rainbow Dash frowned.
"You know, that spooky story you told me a long time ago."
Scootaloo squinted one eye and hobbled toward Rainbow Dash.
"Who has my rusty horseshoe?"
"Is there any more to it?"
Scootaloo asked. Rainbow Dash shook her head.
"Nope. Long time ago, spooky night, some ponies walking through the woods. Olden pony wants a rusty horseshoe. Boom!
Then she added,
I mean, when I tell it, it feels like there's more to the story because I'm a really good storyteller.
Rainbow Dash glanced around. Hey, where are Apple Bloom and Sweetie Belle? Aren't you all attached at the flank?
Scootaloo kicked a rock with her hoof. I don't want to talk about it.
Whoa, whoa!
Rainbow Dash landed next to Scootaloo and Amber Moon.
I may be in a hurry, but I've always got time when something's wrong with a friend. And something is definitely wrong.
What's up?
Things have just been weird lately, Scootaloo mumbled.
Rainbow Dash nodded.
I see, she said. Well, I know just how to fix that.
You do? Scootaloo asked.
Yep. Sometimes friendships can go through ups and downs, but doing something awesome together always helps. Go round up the others. You're all going to be my special guests tomorrow at the Canterlot Royal Flyfest.